This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have been through absolute caca and gotten to the other side give us advice about how to get to the other side of ours. Today we are talking to Jenna Stewart, who is a very special guest to me. Let's give her a warm welcome. Welcome, Jenna.
Hi.
Hi there. We're going to get right into it and ask you, Jenna, in a couple of sentences, please tell us who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day?
Yeah, great. My name's Jenna Stewart. I am a California native, I guess you could say. I grew up between Newport Beach and Claremont, California. To fill my days, I'm currently, I call myself a lifestyle manager and estate manager. I basically manage a 7-acre estate out here in Malibu for a very wonderful woman. Who too has gone through her load of caca, but I'd say between managing house stuff and all the details, ins and outs of her life, I also help her lifestyle and coaching her, ins and outs of whatever she's going through. So I'm a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. I love that. A Renaissance woman. Yes. And Jenna, could you summarize for us what you went through? This podcast is about going through absolute caca. And what was the worst part of what you went through?
So I want to share two experiences, but my first one was my marriage to a narcissistic only child that I think when we fell in love, I was in a very insecure place. He was in a very secure place, being an only child and kind of being coddled his whole life. And so we got married and had a kid within 2 years. And once I had my daughter, I realized that our parenting issues had never been, or our parenting skills didn't align. He was raised very differently. And so right away after having my daughter, we continued to have at it with each other. And he constantly made me feel like it was my fault. And he would always say, well, maybe you should go see someone. And so I was programmed to think that it was always my fault for things that I was feeling and issues that would come up. It's like, he was never wrong. He always pointed the finger toward me. And so I started to doubt myself as a mom and as a wife. And I spiraled and went through a very dirty divorce because his family tried to, they came on board and tried to put, debt on me that was his when we got married that I didn't know about. And I'd say the hardest part in that is having to rip my child off of me to give her to him for his meetings, or his time with her, and not knowing, when you've been a full-time mom and now all of a sudden your time is split and you have to give your child to this other person that you have so much issue with, it's like, it just becomes so much stress in your life. And you question yourself constantly, am I doing the right thing or what am I doing wrong? And so coming out of that, I got back into a relationship with a man that I had dated before my husband, and it was beautiful up until the point of his alcoholism took over. And again, for those of you that are with alcoholics, it is that everyone else is wrong except for them. They point the finger at everybody else. And so again, I went back into, what am I doing wrong? This is all me. He made me feel very small. And then because I loved him and wanted to take care of him, you're in this constant hamster wheel of trying to fix things that are, alcoholism cannot be fixed. And he didn't want to go to rehab. And so there I was again with a young child who now her world's being disrupted again. Mm-hmm. And that's when I stepped back and I said, I have to change this for my child. I got to make some big decisions. And I started my journey into self-help and wellness and, pushing through the fear.
Jenna, thank you so much for sharing both of those things. It sounds like you have staged, you could either call it like a double epic comeback or like one epic comeback after another. And you've really been through it. Yeah. How about this? So it really takes a total warrior to get to the other side of total caca. So tell me how it feels. What's the best thing about being on that other side?
I would say for me, I don't fear anything. I get excited and maybe like some butterflies and some nervousness when things come my way. But whereas I used to get stressed out, oh my God, you know, it's almost like, bring it, you know, like I know that I can get through this because I've been through so many things and I'm still here and I'm in a better place now than I was then. So everything is education to me. You know, a divorce is education. A narcissistic relationship is education. Parenting is education. You go through that stuff to rise above and get on the other side. And I think the fear is why women stay, and the fear is why we don't do things that we so desperately desire. And once you get into a programming of using fear as energy and power, and it feeds you, that fear is no longer the scary fear. It becomes the excitement. I don't even like to use the word anymore. It's just excitement and the fuel to push through and get through it. Know that you're going to be okay. Know that you can handle anything, because we can.
Wow. Wow. For those of you who are listening, imagine a state of mind and heart and soul where you truly don't have any fear. Like that is, to me, that would be like the definition of the other side.
Yeah, it is. Because
going through caca is like where you're feeling fearful most of the time, or all of the time.
And fear to me is about the perception of what that is. Like I said, fear can be a very scary thing, or when you have those same feelings, you associate different meaning and words to them versus scary and you know, something that is unknown. Like the unknown to me now is the exciting place to be. It's not the scary place to be. And so it's all about perception, and it takes a while to get to that place. But if you do the work, the results come. It's like training, you know, it's a muscle in your head, and you just go, I will not be fearful of what I don't know.
Amazing. Amazing. And speaking of doing the work, who are some other brave warriors who've done the work like you, who have gone through absolute caca, and you've seen them come out on the other side, and who you think would be amazing guests on this exact podcast to provide inspiration?
My first that comes to mind is my partner that I run my health coaching and life coaching practice with. Just by default, she was my health and life coach for many, many years. We met, and it was just sort of that kismet energy where we're like, we're going to be friends. And 10 years went by, and, you know, I always say I owe her like $200,000 in coaching fees, because the amount of phone calls that I have put on her, and time and tears and relationships, and oh my gosh. But this woman is a two-time cancer survivor. She, her father committed suicide, and she found him. And she raised her family, basically, her mom and her sister and her brother. And this woman is so emotionally evolved that even her husband says, I've never met a more emotionally evolved person than this. So definitely her. And then where I work out here in Malibu, I've met so many women who are the product of a divorce, and their husbands are leaving for younger women. They're going through midlife crisis. So I have a few women out here who really, Simone Hare is one of my favorites, and she has done some intense work on herself, and she still works on herself every single day. And she's done, you know, spiritual and health and all kinds of stuff. So she's definitely somebody I think you'd want to have on your podcast for sure.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that, Jenna. It sounds like I could take the podcast and sort of like a little arm and turn it over to you, because you know some really amazing women.
I'll line them up.
I'll line them right up. I love it. So next question that I would love to ask you, Jenna, is what is one piece of advice? You've been through a lot and you've also done a lot of work. What is one piece of advice that you would give to women who are going through really rough times right now to help them get to that other side?
So I think for me in that time, if I can reflect back and go, gosh, what would be a piece of advice that I would give to myself in that time? Would be to get selfish. We're so selfless when it comes to, you know, when stuff arises and we're always just trying to make our kids happy and make, you know, everything else. It's like, we want certainty that everything's going to be okay versus taking care of our immediate needs as far as health for us. You know, if we get sick, then the cookie crumbles, you know. You have to build a strong foundation, and that is taking time to meditate, taking time to drink more water, to look at your diet and go, what am I doing that's causing inflammation because I'm always in pain, or you have arthritis, or, you know, skin issues or whatnot. So my advice is stop and make a plan to be selfish. Hold tight.
Hey guys,
sorry, three dogs. So, nice. I think just Canyon, come on, hey,
all part of the podcast.
Yeah, there's someone coming in. That's why. So that is definitely something that needs to be considered. Is that you have to take care of yourself. When shit hits the fan, you have got to be healthy.
Got it. When shit hits the fan, you got to be healthy. Perfect.
You do. Really? Because you have no idea what's coming. But if you're physically healthy and you're mentally healthy, again, you are trained for that emotional marathon. You know, you just go, okay, I'm okay. I'm still going to get my 8 hours of sleep. I'm still going to eat a healthy breakfast. A lot of people go into complete and utter stress mode, and then it just spirals out of control. And then next thing you know, you're taking medication for, you know, your blood pressure. And then there's a side effect to that. Now you got to take something else. It's just, you can't live that life.
Jenna, I totally can't relate to that at all. awesome. So we're going to wrap up here with a little bit of a sillier question. We are all about being epic on this podcast. Jenna, if you could have any epic, majestic, amazing superpower, what would it be?
Well, I think I kind of already have the superpower, but I would like to actually have the superpower to confirm that my power is actually there. And that is to be able to read people's minds.
Okay.
Well, by behavior, and I'm pretty intuitive on reading people's energies, but sometimes I would just love to be able to know exactly what people are thinking, because it would escalate results in my coaching practice. If I could really hear what's going on in their head, I could help them much more. A lot of people are guarded and they've got walls up and they don't want to really get messy. You know, we talked about getting messy, and that's where the healing comes from. So that would be my ultimate superpower. And maybe flying. I'd like to fly once in a while. So Save time.
You could read people's minds while you fly around them.
That's, yeah, totally. Maybe just pop in and, like, you know, see what big heads of companies are thinking and be like, oh yeah, I was right. They're scared too. They're not, you know, they're thinking about their diet or their relationship. They're human as well. So
for sure. Why don't we just all stop hiding?
Yeah,
absolutely. Awesome. Jenna, thank you so much for being my guest today. Where can we find you online?
So you can go to my website, our website, Shauna and I, we are thehealthcoachgals.com. And there's all kinds of goodies on there. And you can email us there if you have any questions. And then we also have the Health Coach Gals, is our handle on Instagram and Facebook. And we answer questions there as well.
Awesome. This is Nikki Bruno and Jenna Stewart and Jenna Stewart's dogs and all the noises that have happened during this podcast in Los Angeles with
This is what happens any day, any given day. There are 500 things going on in my office. So that was tame. So.
Yeah. This is life with the Epic Comeback Podcast. And if you're looking for more great ideas on staging an epic comeback after a life-shattering experience, go to theepiccomebackpodcast.com. This is Nikki and Jenna signing out.
Bye.